Hello, this is Daniel Gregory. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. This is episode 329. Thanks so much for joining me. Today, we're going to talk about the reason we rush around and do things, the reason we kind of get obsessed with getting things done quickly, and the perils that come with that as a photographer. So that'll be today's topic. So I really do appreciate you spending some time. Thanks for listening. Again, if you're just new to the show, you can check out the old archives. Like I said, we've got 329 different episodes. You can go ahead and check those out. And if you're a longtime listener, thanks so much for listening. I hope that wherever you are enjoying the summer or the winter if you're on the Southern Hemisphere and getting to get out there and do something fun and creative with the camera. Like I said, this week's topic is all about rushing around and doing things in a hurry. And I know for me that there's a couple of things that always seem to happen when I get in a rush. I either miss something, break something, or injure something. Those seem to be the three things that are common across my recollection of being in a hurry and rushing through things. And I also realized that when we rush things, we fail to kind of gain the satisfaction I think we could get if we just took a little bit more time. So I think there's a lot of pitfalls and perils to rushing. And as we create photographs, as we work with photographs, I think we also can get ourselves in a position of selecting bad photographs or not the best of the photographs by being in a rush to select the images. So there's a lot of little bits and pieces packaged into this topic. I know for me that a lot of times when I get in a rush, it's because I think I'm missing the amount of time that I have available to achieve something. Or I think that I need to accomplish more in a given time period than I imagined. And both of those positions aren't that great. I mean, they're both difficult spots to be in because part of photography, part of getting good images is making sure that we're present for those moments that we click the camera, that we're present for those moments that we select the images we're working on, that we're present for the moment in the editing process to make good editing decisions. And when we get in a rush, we bypass a lot of the things we would normally do. We take what we believe to be our shortcuts, and they might even be subconscious shortcuts, things we're not even aware we're doing or not doing to make good, intelligent, smart, creative, passionate photographs, meaningful photographs. We don't do that work because of that shortcut, because of that desire to get things done quickly so that we can get more done. We can get much more things on the memory card, much more images edited and printed, that we have equated the idea of more with quality or more with being proficient or more with being sufficient. And none of that is actually true. You could go out and make one click of a photograph and make an amazing photograph. It's not just a volume game. And that tendency to rush, like I said, causes us to miss opportunities, to miss things, to miss seeing the world in a really interesting way. Because when we get focused on rushing, when we get focused on the getting somewhere or the hurrying through the task, we fail to notice the subtle nuance, the little things, the little ticks of the clock, the little beams of light, the little reflections that make photographs interesting, that make our photographs interesting. We also might pass on a subject because we're in a rush to get to where we think we need to be. We don't stop and photograph the thing that is interesting to us because we're in a hurry to get somewhere else. We think the photograph we need is at some other destination, and so we bypass that. That whole essence of rushing through that. I think we can also miss a lot of things, not just in the photography, by driving past things we should photograph or walking past things we should photograph, but I think we can miss a lot of things compositionally and framing when we get in a hurry. We decide what the thing needs to be done that we need to photograph. We pick up the camera. We quickly click on the shutter. Maybe do it two or three times, get a couple of different angles, and think we've successfully made the photograph. And then we quickly move on to the next photograph. If you think about how something that is highly time-bound gets photographed, say you're going to go photograph the Olympics and you're going to do the 100-meter dash that happens in 9.7 seconds, 9.8 seconds. You're going to be down there, but you'll have dozens and dozens of cameras set up if you're a professional photographer. You won't miss that very fast, very hurried, compacted event with only one camera, you will have gone and spent hours or days potentially getting remote cameras set up and cameras on triggers set up so that you have all sorts of different angles, all sorts of different opportunities to capture that photograph. So while it's even a fast event, the time that was put in ahead of time was not rushed and hurried. Angles, positions, lanes, overhead shots, low angle shots, those were all thought about and planned and meticulously executed to get those really amazing photographs. So even things that happen quickly on the surface oftentimes have a lot of in-depth planning behind them. We can also forget things when we're in a hurry outside the photography. We forget things like equipment. How many times have you quickly packed your bag in a hurry and you've gotten out into the field and realized you brought the wrong lens or you forgot an extra memory card or to charge your batteries? You get in a position where you can't successfully make the photographs you want because you got in a hurry when you were packing. You got in a hurry when you were headed out the door. Or you forget to bring rain gear or you forget to put on the right shoes or bring the right shoes in the car. You don't end up having everything that you're looking for. That, I think, is really for a lot of us a source of angst, is that when we get out into the field and we're then lacking that equipment, we no longer have charged batteries. So now we feel stupid for forgetting to charge the batteries. We feel like we're not going to be able to get done what we want to get done. And we're having to really sacrifice something while we're out in the field. All of those little elements come into play. And I think because we hurried up front, we don't get to enjoy the benefit of the actual photography. And for most of us, that is the joy, is getting out to make the photographs, to click on the photographs, to be able to engage meaningfully with the photograph. Finally, for me, one of the other things that seems to happen more when I'm in a hurry than when I'm not in a hurry is the risk of injury, whether it be a cut finger, a twisted ankle, a stumble. I know a lot of times when I put on my camera gear and I've got it on a backpack, you know, my center of weight has now changed. You know, and if I get in a hurry and I'm not watching my pacing and my foot position when I'm on a trail, I'll end up sometimes stumbling because I'm in a hurry to get somewhere, or I'm not being as careful as I should have been when I'm crossing a stream or something like that. And luckily, I've never fallen in a stream with a full backpack of camera gear yet, but I have several times had to catch myself when I've been out walking around just because I've stumbled or I've stepped off the curb that I didn't notice because I was rushing to get across the street. Or I'm opening a package, you know, when I end up grabbing a knife or an X-Acto knife, I'm cutting a package open and up cutting a finger or something like that because I got in a hurry. Something didn't go well. And from an injury standpoint, I think all of us would agree it'd be much better to not be injured. But also, if you've gone out somewhere and planned a trip and then got in a hurry and injured yourself, all that planning, all that time, all that energy, all that effort could be for naught because you can't actually make the photographs you want. Finally, when we talk about rushing, I think a lot of times we rush to judge the photographs that we're thinking that we like when we get back. We look at the images on the memory card, we download them onto the memory card, and we think to ourselves, wow, you know, that's a great photograph, that we make the decision really fast. And we don't spend any time to go back and look at the other images later. We don't spend enough time to really look critically at each of the little photos in a contact sheet where we're looking at composition frame. We think about what would be fun to edit or what has, you know, the initial draw to us. We get, you know, seduced by contrast or saturation or some form or line or a gesture we think is interesting. But in the sequence of photographs, that may in fact not be the most interesting photograph. It may in fact not be the photograph of choice given a little bit more time to look across the series or sequence of images that were taken. And what happens with that is it starts to then reinforce bad habits, behaviors that we don't necessarily want because we default to our like position and not our what is a quality position because we make those decisions in a hurry. So by giving ourselves a few more minutes, by giving ourselves additional time and not rushing through that, how fast can I cull my photographs? You know, and I agree, there's a time to cull quickly. I mean, there's obviously photographs that are out of focus or you know, your shoes or the inside of your camera bag, or you were just playing, you know, shooting something that you have no interest in, that culling those quickly makes sense. But when we get down to, you know, the series of photographs and the sequence of photographs that are interesting to us, you know, it's not a game of how fast can I rank those with 2, 3, 4 stars, or can I put a pick flag on them as fast as possible? It really is, am I giving myself the time to really understand that photograph, to be compelled to appreciate that photograph in a way that is significant and meaningful, that allows me to participate with that photograph and also sets me up so that when I go to edit that photograph and complete the culmination of the effort of seeing that photograph, whether it's in the analog or digital darkroom, it's the chance to come back in at that point and having a little bit of time, giving myself some breathing room to actually edit the photographs or print the photographs. Because at the same time in the selection process, I can run into that same exact problem in the editing process. It's not how fast can I edit a photograph. It's how well can I edit the photograph to the vision I have of the photograph. And sometimes that might happen in a couple of minutes. Sometimes that may take a long time. It may take a considerable effort to get that photograph into a state where I am happy with it and I want to print it. And if I rush through that and then I print it and then I don't notice the issues and I start printing larger, then all of a sudden I'm wasting money, ink, paper, and time, all because I didn't take the time to really look at the photograph and I rushed through thinking, oh, that's not a big deal, or that's not a problem, or I didn't see it up the first time. Whatever those things are, they become the compelling issues. So I hope you spend some time this week thinking about the times when things haven't gone well in your photography and you found yourself with things just kind of not clicking the right way. Is it because you're rushing through those efforts? Is it because you're putting energy into quickly getting things done and not getting them done in a meaningful, significant way? Because at the end of the day, it's about the great photographs we make. It doesn't matter how much time it takes to make those. And if we hurry through and we miss an opportunity, we, God forbid, forget or lose something or get injured, whatever those little elements are, being in a rush sometimes can prove to be a lot more detrimental than it's worth. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. And if you have any topics or anything you'd like to hear about on the podcast, go ahead and drop me a line. I'll be happy to throw those into the podcast queue for recording. Thanks again, and I will see you next time.